Santa wasn't the only one breezing through. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Boulware. It didn't seem possible, but Christmas Day produced weather you would typically see in springtime for western Kansas. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Gumchide says three small tornadoes did minor damage to two farms.
A small track that we were able to identify southwest of Dodge City, east of Ensign, another one to the east of Buckland, and then a third south of Greensburg.
This one factor alone made the difference in seeing this type of activity.
Involved the wind shear in the first 1,000 to 2,000 feet off the surface was extraordinary. It was just about off the charts high. I mean, when you have wind shear that intense, you really don't need a high amount of instability.
Peak winds reached 70 to 80 miles per hour. Still, the records hold up. Christmas Day 2016 will be December's worst day of tornadic activity in Kansas since records started being kept in 1950. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Boulware.